today trying to fight for an end of racial discrimination against colored people, which is something I've never personally faced before. The racist comments, the unfair treatment, the dirty looks towards Americans of color has been going on for decades. Now, I know a lot of people are thinking that racism isn't nearly as bad as it was in the 1900s, and slavery hasn't been around for years. Yeah, that's all true, but it's still a rising issue in America that causes great discussion and hardships toward the discriminated people. People of color today in the United States are faced with many hardships through their everyday life of being discriminated against due to their race, color, or religion. Not only adults are faced with adversity in the world, but children of color are also being mistreated at school through stereotypes. So the real question is America truly a free country when there are people being held back from fulfilling their full American freedom? To simply answer, not all Americans are given the full potential to be as equal in freedom as others. To be clear, all Americans are free by law, but not always treated as free as they should be. Freedom is a power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint, which is what all Americans are born with. However, one who is truly free should not be treated differently based on their color, sex, or religion, like many Americans are today. The Emancipation Proclamation was signed 156 years ago when Americans won the fight to free all. But still today, racism continues for those of color. American students of color today still face many adversities of discrimination in schools they attend. Majority of the colored people who face the most discrimination are Hispanics and African Americans, where they are blamed for many criminal activities in and outside of school, resulting in juvenile time. In the article, People of Color in Criminal Justice in the U.S., Sophia Kirby evaluates statistics of the setbacks of African Americans and Hispanics in American schools today. She discovers that many of the students are faced with criminal hardships, such as Black and Hispanic students represented more than 70% of those involved in school-related arrests or referrals to law enforcement. Currently, African Americans make up 2/5 and Hispanics 1/5 of confined youth today. Most people in America who feel discriminated against are African Americans due to the way people act around them, the dirty looks they get, and how they are treated by superior Americans. In the article, How Black Americans See Discrimination by Demby, she supports her claim with factual numbers from surveys with African Americans. Most African Americans today still believe that racial discrimination is still going on. Almost all of the Black people who responded said that they felt discrimination against African Americans exists in America today. At least half said that they had personally experienced racial discrimination and being paid equally or promoted at work, when they are applied for jobs, or in the encounters with police. When discussing the topic of racial discrimination, there is no true remedy for solving the problem. African Americans have fought their whole lives to acquire true freedom in the United States. However, acceptance is the key to decreasing racial issues and being able to accept those for who they are. In the short article, America's Real Problem with Race Cuts Far Deeper by Eddie Glaude, he cites textual evidence from a professor to support his belief that the United States lacks the ability to accept people for who they are. Professor Nagura argues that the situation that we see here, where poor minority children are unable to break out of the cycle of segregation and poverty, is because of the lack of investment and lack of political will. Our Nordic neighbors would definitely agree. In Finland, a country that is generally lauded as having the most successful education system in the world, decisions are made very differently there. Through history, the United States fought for the freedom of Americans, although today many American people don't see the hardship people of color face. Because ultimately, racial discrimination is not completely gone and is still lingering within the United States, affecting many people. To understand, to acquire, to accept the people of color in America facing hardships of discrimination. In the article, How Can We Fix Racial Segregation in American Schools? By Kate Lay. She believes that people today believe that racial discrimination was solved with the war and don't see the continuous patterns of history. What has resulted is an illusion that blinds us to what was actually happening right in front of our noses and in our heads. We believe that our country had become less racist because we were not as brazen as we once were. To be able to fight for freedom in your own country has to feel hard. People should be accepted for who they are. So next time you see someone being mistreated based on their color, sex, or religion, stand up for them and let them know that they belong. Thank you.